Asked the shaila about using the shtenders in the shul. The last shtenders around, some have these little stickers that say, "Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, please feel free to use this shtender if I'm not here." So some have the stickers, some don't have the stickers. Is there such a heter to use the shtenders in any shul? In this particular shul, what's the halacha? So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in a couple places, the din of afilo halokech b'sheila, person who borrows an item, shlo midas abayim, without the knowledge of the owner, the din is nikra gazan. He's called the gazan, he's called the robber, he steals. If you take someone's item or object without permission, you're called the gazan. So the Shulchan Aruch says this in many other places as well. And the Sma says, he quotes in the Mordechai, this is only true if the person's not makbid. He says, mashbid lo ayri el bedavar shein habayil makbidim. If they're not makbid on this, so then you'd be allowed to. Only if the person's makbid would you be considered a gazim. So it's hard to know whether the owner's makbid or not makbid, but that's the Mordechai. If he's not makbid, you're allowed to take it. The Shach comes along and says that the Sma completely misunderstood the Mordechai. He wasn't talking about that case, and you can never take someone's object without his permission, even if he's not makbid on it. That's the din according to the Shach. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Orach Chaim a couple places, when it comes to the Davar Mitzvah, the Lach is different. He writes in Hilchos Tzitzis Siman Yud Daled, he says, Mutalito Talis Chaveiro. A person is allowed to take the Talis of his friend, Ulevarech Aleh, recite a bracha over it, Ubilvad Sheikapel, so as long as he folds it afterwards, in Matzah Mekupelos, if he found it folded in the Talis, he's allowed to take it out and use it, but fold it back in. Rama adds, Hu Adin B'Tfilin, the same is true when it comes to Tfilin. However, also lomo misvarm shechaveiro below daita, but to use someone else's safer, that would be aser lechashinon shema yikare also bilimuda. We're concerning my teret when we're learning it, so therefore svarm are not allowed, but talis and tefillin are allowed. What's the reason? How are you allowed to do this? What's the heter? So Mishnah Berurah says because the nichale leinish dileiav a mitzvah b'mamone. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us the person wants his money, his objects, his property used for a mitzvah. So I'm so happy that what is the chus? The guy gets to use my tefillin, he used my talis, he used my stuff. I'm so happy about it. Nichalei Inish, the person's very excited about that. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are three caveats to have this heter of using someone else's object for a mitzvah. Number one is it has to be bakrai, only once in a while. If a guy does it every single day, he comes and uses your talis and tefillin every single day. You get a little annoyed at some point. You're a makbid if it happens every single day. That's one. Only once in a while. Number two is must be ba'os ha'makam. When they come to your shul, pick up your talis and go to the other shul to daven, that already is makbid on, so it has to be ba'os ha'makam. And the third thing is he can't be present. But if he's present and in front of his face you take his talis and start wearing it, that's not very nice. So it has to be bakrai, has to be ba'os ha'makam, and also if he's not there. If he is there, you could certainly ask him and find out whether he'll let you use it. But those are three caveats for using someone else's object for a mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch says one other example is a case of a lulav. He writes in Siman Tav Reish Mem Tes, Muta lito lulav shel chaver b'lo das chaveru. You could use someone else's lulav without asking him, b'shar yamim. The first day doesn't work, you have to own it, so it doesn't work in terms of the requirement of lakachtem lachem, but you're allowed to use it the rest of the day. As he says, people want their objects to be used for mitzvahs, and for that reason it's allowed. And he points out in the Mishnah Berurah, we're not concerned you're going to ruin the lulav. It's a little shake, you don't have to be aggressive about it, but you could shake it lightly and you'll be able to say the mitzvah, you're not going to pass it, that's all accepted. So the Igros Moshe writes an interesting tshuva. What about when it comes to a woman who's not chayiv in lulav? Is she allowed to take someone else's lulav to mekayim a mitzvah? There's no chayiv b'davar. Is she allowed to? So he says, of course, even though there's no requirement for her to do the mitzvah, but she still gets a key mitzvah, and he brings a raya because one of the examples Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to borrow someone else's mitzvah is by talis. There's no chayiv for me to wear a talis. It's a minak tov to wear it, but there's no chiv, there's a key mitzvah. So just like I have a key mitzvah, and yet I could borrow your talis, so to a woman could take someone else's lulav, even though there's a chiv, there's no chiv, there still is a kiyim. Lamaisa had to be paskin. So Aruch HaShulchan writes in Aruch Chaim Siman Yud Daled, he says, Lanias daiti af sheboseinu pasqa din. Since the rabbis paskin, the bestama mutal likach talis chaveiro shlomedaito, you're allowed to borrow someone's tefillin without asking him, this palabo and to daven with it. Mitan, the reason is the nichalei the inish. Mihui writes, Anan Chazina, we see nowadays, the harbe makpitim is em ma'od. People are very, very makpid when people are using their talis. U befrat, kisha talis u chadish v'naki, certainly if it's new, it's clean, it's nice and clean. Therefore, it's a problem. The gamish b'ni adam she'ain sovin klal she'adam acher yilbash beged shalahem. That some other guy's going to wear my talis, he's going to have mitam zeya, nikis, he's going to get sweaty and dirty, it's going to smell like him. Therefore, he felt that heter wearing a talis is not no geya, bizmanazet. one could make a chiluk with tefillin. Tefillin doesn't have the same sweat like talis might pick up. But he felt that people in his time were very makbid. So it's very subjective, depending where you live, when you live. It's hard to know these things. So in general, the din would be, I would not recommend you take someone else's talis or tefillin unless you know that he allowed you to do it. But I think when it comes to shenders, it's different. In particular, when it comes to our shul, we have these stickers. So the rule in the shul is, if you're going to leave a shtender here, everyone can use it. These stickers are not only those that have it, but those that don't have it, you can't use. No. The sticker's supposed to be on all of them. They probably ran out of stickers, or it fell off or something. Every shtender here has the rule, you're allowed to use it. Now, if the guy's here, if you see Moshe Sheet around using the shtender, you shouldn't knock him over. If you see him walking in, you should let him have his place. It's another discussion, Malkum Kavua, but the rule in this shul is every shender is for your use. In another shul, I would imagine, unless you know the guy's makbid, if he's leaving his shender here in shul, Mistama, he's not so makbid on it, and you probably can use it. I think that's the Stam understanding, but to go into the guy's talis bag and wear his talis, that's a whole other level. But certainly in this shul, feel free to use the shenders. I'm sure they'll be very, very happy that you're using their property for a davar mitzvah.